We're just going to jump right in, I guess. It's the news, according to me. It is Wednesday, September 25th, 8:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am not at the worldwide headquarters this morning. I am only at my home studio. So it is a little bit more of a mellow day for me. So I'm just, it's just kind of rainy out again today. It was only supposed to rain on Monday, yesterday. It was supposed to rain yesterday until 4 o'clock, and then it was supposed to stop. Of course, then we had all tornado warnings and everything else going on. And the pretty severe storms moving through the area. Today we have, what is the weather supposed to do today? Let's just take a look at the old app here and see what it says. It looks like right now it's supposed to be a high of 72 degrees, and there's a chance of rain this morning till about 9 o'clock, and then it's supposed to clear up and get up in the highs there around this evening sometime. Get down in the 50s again tonight. So the cooler weather is definitely on its way. But we have pretty interesting things happening. There's a cat here now. This is the ornery cat who's going to bug the dog. This is going to get interesting. We have a big event here in a minute, probably. I have there's a couple things that are going on. So I didn't make it to that. I didn't make it to the worldwide headquarters this morning. We have couple things I want to get into. There's this interview by Piers Morgan. He had Candace Owens, Chink Uyghur, and this other guy. I can't remember the other guy. I think he's a general, former general. I think, I don't know if he's got a podcast. I don't know who the guy is. He looks familiar, but I don't know who he is. I can't recall who he is. And he doesn't get a chance to talk much for this in this segment. And I was trying to contemplate on what to do with this, because everything Chink is saying, as usual, Chink, if you don't know, the Young Turks, they are a YouTube funded channel. They have a channel on YouTube, and their funding has come through. They were given initially, I think that when they first put the podcast together, their little show together, I think that they were creators. I think they had their show kind of put together and they pitched it to YouTube, and somehow they came through. I don't know who came through with the money, whether it's, I'm sure it was probably Google or Alphabet behind, you know, Alphabet owns Google. Alphabet is basically it's a play on words, because it's actually a, you know, we talk about Alphabet soup organizations within the government. Alphabet basically is a black bag funded company that is basically run by organizations like the CIA, the NSA, the OSI, all these companies that are out there, that are all these organizations, these alphabet soup agencies of our government that are otherwise referred to as the deep state. They're non-elected bureaucrats that are running the show behind the scenes. And they had been given great latitude in terms of like the ATF, or what we know now as the BATFU or whatever it's called. It is the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms has gotten a lot of leeway when they, as an agency, they were allowed to do some things like consider, okay, this is part of a gun. This is, we're going to consider this now. We're going to call this a part of the, turning this like a trigger pull type thing would be considered a, they would call it something that, you know, they turned it into a machine gun. So now it's illegal. If you put that on your gun, that's illegal now, because your gun becomes a machine gun. Bump stocks, that kind of thing. They had all kinds of latitude with regard to enforcing things, depending on what the current administration was. And the Supreme Court nixed that. They said legislation has to be much more specific in order to do that. And so they pretty much took the teeth out of a lot of these agencies. However, that has to filter down. That has to, because court cases have to be filed and ruled upon and based on the Supreme Court's decision, because they can't just throw things out. Some agencies will, knowing that they wouldn't win. So if you get somebody in there like Trump, they'll start throwing those kinds of policies out. But until those policies are challenged, they really have no. Once the court precedent starts to happen, then they start having more issues with that. But history is full of examples of things where administrations have ignored the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will rule on something that the executive branch is doing, and the executive will ignore it and move on. They're doing that with some of the things, this administration's been doing. I think they've done it twice on two major decisions. I think one was in the college loan thing. The other one was the debt forgiveness thing, and then the other one was something else. It was something else to do with gun rights or something. I can't remember what it was. Kamala Harris has promised to use executive power to get rid of, has to be done smart and has to be done the right way. She wants to use executive power to get assault rifles, tactical weapons, automatic, semi-automatic guns off the street. Everybody says, oh, machine guns are illegal. Machine guns are illegal. Machine guns are illegal. No, they're not. You can buy a machine gun. That has to be pre-certain age. Machine gun, fully automatic is what a fully automatic gun. And you have to have a stamp and all this other stuff to do it. Now, apparently the Supreme Court has had some rulings recently that may take some of those restrictions away. And you may be able to buy new automatic weapons again. Of course, they have this stamp and this tax and all this stuff that you have to pay to get it. It's ridiculously priced in order to own one. Now, you can't buy one. You can't just go and buy a brand new one. But there are some out there. Of course, the ones that are out there, prices are going. I should have bought. I had a chance to buy a fully automatic Uzi one time. It was almost brand new. The thing had never been used, really. I think at the time it was like $1,400. And of course, then the stamp you'd have to have and all the other stuff you have to have to buy it. I think it would end up costing about $3,000. Wish I had bought it when I had the chance, because I think the thing now is probably worth tens of thousands. I don't know. It's probably ridiculously priced now. But I haven't kept up on. I don't really keep up on gun. I don't buy guns for as a collector. I buy them for the purpose of, you know, what am I going to need for hunting? If things break down, I need to hunt something. If I need to protect the home. And there are a few weapons that are going to have some cross, multitasking kind of uses. So shotguns are incredibly versatile. It's you can bring down a deer, you can bring down a bird, you can bring down an attacker. It's just pretty handy. Then of course the types of handguns you have. I have it's nice to have different caliber guns as well. That way, in case you can't find a particular caliber, you're not stuck with, trying to find a particular caliber. You can still try to cover those things like 40 caliber. I don't have any things as 45. I really need to get a 45. I've got 40. I've got 9mm and 380, 308 and 223, of course. But anyway, those are the kind of the main ones that I've got. The 9mm is nice. I like that caliber. 40 cal is nice too. It depends on what situation it is. You got pretty good. I'll be sitting there being attacked by somebody. I'm sitting there going, which one do I want to pull out of here? Probably get shot while I'm sitting there trying to decide which one I want to use. Which one is best for this particular situation? Yeah. So too many options sometimes. It'll probably be just the one I can get my hands on the first time, whatever. So they have, to quote Kamala Harris, you come in my house, you're getting shot. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. I'll have my staff work on that later. whatever. She's just, this lady is an absolute empty suit. I think the American people are figuring this out. But I don't know. The American people don't even know what's in my cup yet. So I have a regular chai in here with Cinnabon creamer, of course, because that's what I opened up yesterday. So that's what I'm going to have probably the next month. And I've also got this, I've got something called Joe's Tea. It's a peach tea. My wife gets it on Amazon. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's Trader Joe's. I don't think they. It doesn't say anything about Trader Joe's on it, but it's just Joe's Tea, peach tea. It's pretty good. It's supposed to be all like have a lot of natural flavorings and stuff in it. I don't know if it's got regular cane sugar in it or not. I should check that out. But the flavor is pretty good. It's a little strong on the peach. It's got that kind of a fake peach taste to it, but it is. It's not an annoying taste. It doesn't have a weird aftertaste or anything. It actually tastes like peaches. Not quite as good as my normal, like real peaches, you know, floating around in my tea. I'm drinking it, but it's almost as good. Okay, so I was listening to this interview by Piers Morgan. And now Piers Morgan is a friend of Trump's. He considers Trump as friend. He hates the fact that the left is the one main thing I don't like about Piers Morgan is his stance on guns. Gun rights. He's an absolute. He would abolish the Second Amendment in a heartbeat if he could. He absolutely hates guns. Now, most people who hate guns don't realize what they're saying. What they really hate is the killing. They hate killing. They talk about all these, you know, we just need to have better gun laws. We need to take away all these guns and they wouldn't get shot. And of course, Chink says something to that effect. I'll ban assault rifles. No, the guy at the golf course who was going to shoot, he had a gun that he obtained illegally, didn't have any serial numbers on it. It's most likely a gun that somehow he smuggled back into the United States from Ukraine. That's the way I understand it. That's been my understanding of what happened there. I don't know if those reports were true or not, but that's what I heard. So, no. In fact, this guy wasn't supposed to have a gun because he had some kind of arrest many years ago. Had something to do with weapon of mass destruction. That he was playing around with. This guy was committing crimes all over the place, doing all kinds of things, and seemed to have been funded. How was he making his money? Where was the money coming from? How was he able to travel all over the place, go to Ukraine, do all this stuff? Has all kinds of connections to Iran. The Iranians have some kind of plot to kill Trump. They're sending out, I guess there's five kill teams that they've sent to this, you know, to the country, and they're apparently here, according to some backstories. This is all hearsay from some backstories that I've heard. Now, this whole thing, and of course, who knows if that's really true or not? With the deep state being what it is, if you don't remember, just it wasn't that long ago, they had an insurance policy that was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton, by the Clinton campaign, a dossier on Donald Trump that was supposed to ruin him politically and keep him from being in office, to get him impeached right away, because this dossier was out there that the feds were holding on to. The FBI was holding on to this thing. Keep this in mind. This is what happened here. All the while they're screaming, Russia, Russia, Russia. This dossier that was supposed to bring him down, come to find out the dossier was fake. Everything about the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax that Hillary Clinton perpetrated and talked about for 3 years, still talks about it. If you asked her about it today, I'm sure she would give you the same answer. She's not going to back down on that. She's going to say he's a Russian asset. Still would say the same thing. And, of course, she's not held accountable for that. But wait until you hear what Chink Uyghur, and the reason I want to play this is because Chink basically wraps up. He's kind of the epitome of all almost all the talking points of the left with the actual attitude that they have. It's just this irate child. When you hear Candace Owens' response to him as being this petulant child, she doesn't back down on him. She just lets him have it. And Pierce is trying to have like a normal conversation with the guy and try to get talk some sense into the guy. But he goes on and on with this whole thing about Trump being a despicable monster and on and on and on. All the rhetoric, all the stuff about Donald Trump and how terrible of a monster he is, how horrible the guy is. And this is the kind of rhetoric that they think this guy is. What do you think is going to happen when this guy wins the election? They keep talking about democracy, and if this guy wins through democratic process, what are they going to do this time? They're going to say, "Well, he cheated. The Russians did this. The Iranians did this." Who knows who's going to be to blame for Donald Trump winning this election? The American people couldn't possibly have voted for this guy. He's conned everybody. We've got to get rid of this guy. We got to impeach him at every chance they get. This is what's going to happen. If they, heaven forbid, that the Democrats in the second term, hopefully, you know, Trump wins the House and the Senate in this election. Hopefully the down ticket is completely House and Senate. And now I think that if he wins the House this time, I don't think we're going to have a bunch of opposition Republican establishment, you know, bureaucrats in there. Now, we do still have Mitch McConnell. I don't understand how Mitch McConnell is. Is he actually going to be in office for the first? I think Senate terms are 6 years, the way I understand it. And I think the House terms are two. I think it's way too. In most states, I think it's 6 years. It may not be in every state. So is Mitch? You know, how many more years is Mitch in there? I don't know. And how many more years can he go? He's been very quiet here lately, mostly because he can't hardly talk. The guy is. I mean, you talk about Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's just off her rocker. She's absolutely insane. She snapped at Jake Tapper here. I'd like to play that clip too, but I don't want to. I might play it tomorrow morning. I have a very good possibility there will probably be a show tomorrow morning. Probably not going to be. It's going to be very early. It's probably not going to be on the boat, though. I do have to head out to the boat tomorrow at some point. And I've got 10 straight days of work I have to do starting tomorrow. And it's going to be a very rough couple of weeks, 10 days, whatever. So we'll have to see how that works. Looking at these, just a side note here, I'm looking at these lithium iron phosphate batteries. They're a deep cycle, 12.8 volt, 140 amp hour. I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to use those for my boat and for my camper. I've got fairly good batteries in my camper anyway, but for the house batteries. But my boat could use some good batteries, I think. If I just knew what the cranking amperage was on them, that would be helpful to know. Because I'd buy three of these for my boat if I had them. It'd be awesome. Anyway, getting back to the Chinkiger thing. Actually, I guess they're not that expensive. I don't remember. I'm going to play part of this article. Now, this is Pierce Morgan has been asking Chink, you know, do you think it's the rhetoric from the left has caused, you know, in the span of, 8 weeks, we've had two attempts on Donald Trump's life. Somebody tried to blow his head off. This is disgusting. So he asked Chink Uyghur to respond. Now, you've got Candace Owens on one side and this other fellow on the other side. And you've got, I think he used to be a general. And you've got, so you got this whole thing. You know, this is via liberal hive mind. He played this whole clip. I'm not sure if I'm going to play the whole clip. I'm going to try to play most of it. I might just interact on some of it because it's pretty long. It's about 10 minutes long. So I'll try to play. I'd like to play through the whole thing just so you can get a chance to hear it. But I need to make some commentary here and there. So play this whole thing, and we're gonna kind of break it down as we go, I think is what I'm going to do, because it's just, if you want to hear the whole thing, you can go to Liberal Hive Mind on YouTube. Liberal, H-I-V-E-M-I-N-D. He usually puts out 2 or 3 videos a day. And this is one of the ones he did. So this is kind of interesting. Let's go ahead and play this and see what you think. This is Cenk Uygur, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Cenk Uygur, one of the most off the rails, disgusting individuals. This guy, talk about the things he says, the things he does. He is probably one of the most, you know, he talks about Trump being a pig and being immoral, being all these things. This is projection, folks, when he says these things, because this guy has, I could play you video after video of how disgusting this guy is. Things he's said, things he's done. He's absolutely atrocious, but has the nerve to call somebody. It's just amazing to me. So let's go on with this. Let's see what this guy has to say.
Okay, first of all, on Donald Trump, what do you want me to do? The guy did a coup attempt. He had fake electors, not even his own electors. You have your own slate of electors. He didn't use them because they said this is unconstitutional and illegal. You lost the election.
Okay, so first of all, no. This has been done. This fake elector scheme, they're called alternate electors. Alternate electors. States have always had the right to send alternate electors. In this case, there were many states that sent alternate electors. This is not a coup. He didn't just hire somebody to go and be electors there that day. Hey, let's get these people, this group of people over here, we're just going to call them our own electors. That's not what he did at all. The states sent alternate electors. The parties sent them from their states because they thought there might be issues with the election, because there were issues with the election. See, they start this whole premise thing on the fact, on this idea that they believe that this was the most, they don't really believe this, but they keep touting it because they just keep putting their fingers in their ears and saying, this was the most pristine, most secure election ever in the history of this country. Yeah, right. And we're supposed to just,
it was the most, But the 2016 election, it was hacked by the Russians. It was all hacked by the Russians. Russia.
That's all we heard for 4 years. Still hear about it. There's still people who will not retract it. I remember right after the election, right after November of 2016, people were posting on, this is, I was still on Facebook pretty actively, and some people were friends of mine. Well, if you're, they would post these things like, if you're okay with the Russians hacking our elections, well, F you. And just on and on. Just the vitriol was amazing. They bought into it hook, line, and sinker, that this idea the Russians hacked our elections and that's why Donald Trump won. And they still to this day probably believe that. And I guarantee you they won't apologize for it. And it's one of the reasons I never get on Facebook anymore. I just rarely get on there at all. I check for obituaries and that's about it. Because it is so absolutely pathetic that people will post those kinds of things and then never retract it, never apologize. And probably because they still believe it. Because they just continue to put their head in the sand and just listen to the left-wing baloney. So this guy's saying that, you know, this was a coup. He tried to do a coup. You'll hear this. He goes on about this stuff. Let's go back a little bit, just a little bit here. He'll just continue to talk. This is just blathering crap that he just keeps spewing from his mouth. It's all lies. Everything he says is lies. And then he accuses Donald Trump of all these lies. He's just a liar. Everything he says is a lie. Okay, let's name a few lies that he tells. Just tell us a few lies. You spew this stuff out there, but there's no details. Nothing.
He didn't use them because they said this is unconstitutional and illegal. You lost the election. And he said, all right.
Now, nobody said it was unconstitutional and he lost the election. No, nobody said that. This kind of contestment of the election had been done by every Democrat since, guess who? Bill Clinton. Actually, it's been done since, who was it? Was it John Kerry that ran against? No, John Kerry, that was later. He ran against George Bush the second. Who ran against George Bush the first? That was a landslide election between, after Reagan, George W. Was the later one. H.W. was the first one, Herbert Walker. He won, unfortunately, in a landslide, but I didn't really care for him. I was sad when he lost because I didn't want Clinton to win, but I wasn't that thrilled about the guy. And of course he ran on some policies that I don't think he's very solid. He wasn't Reagan. Let's put it that way. He just was not Ronald Reagan. And I think everybody kind of expected a Ronald Reagan to be, you know, cause he was Reagan's vice president for 2 years. I think Dan Quayle would have been a better, he was vice president for Bush. And I think he would have been a better president than George H.W. was. But anyway, ever since that election, they've contested the results of every election, especially in 2000 when George W. Bush won in 2000. Al Gore went nuts after the guy, filed all kinds of lawsuits, pushed all kinds of things, and never did concede to that election, by the way. But you know, I won the popular vote. Anyway, I can't even do an imitation of him anymore. Thank goodness he's not been in politics for a while. Okay, let's keep on.
Get in fake electors. Let's do a coup attempt here. Let's have them bum rush the Capitol, and then that
a coup attempt, bum rush the Capitol. None of this was planned by Donald Trump. Did not plan on anybody bum rushing the Capitol and breaking in and taking over. He did not incite an insurrection. He did not command these guys to do what they were doing. This was not his idea. They have never pinned, they've never been able to pin him to anything that happened on January 6th with regard to a riot that got out of control. There has never been any text messages, communications from anybody organizing any kind of a coup attempt on the Capitol building. None. This was a riot that got out of control. These were overzealous individuals. I would venture to say that most of which were probably made up of federal agents or federal assets, as they call them, informants, antagonizers. And he also brings up the Gretchen. I think he brings up the Gretchen Whitmer thing. If he doesn't bring it up, I think it was on The View that they brought it up. These were Trump supporters that were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. First of all, the majority of the people, I think 12 of the 18 that were involved in that thing, were federal agents. Two of them went to trial and got it booted out because they had a decent jury system than that one. Found they were acquitted. The other two they had bad lawyers. That's all I can tell you. They just, because there was no mens rea in that whole thing. They were just following along with what the feds were telling them to do. They were being given instructions and being led by the feds, by these assets, the whole way through, who never are required to come in and testify about anything. But what's that's going to happen in this situation? So this is, but they're bringing this crap up all the time. This is the kind of stuff they bring up all the time. So apparently these guys bum rush the Capitol. They were going to try to take it over in a coup. How do you do that? How do you take over that just doesn't happen that way. You can't just stop the elector results. And because 3 hours later, they had everything done. They were 3 or 4 hours late. That's how bad the situation was. That's how terrible the situation was. It was just like Pearl Harbor. Since the Civil War, it's been worse. It hasn't been this bad since the Civil War. The worst attack on our capital since the Civil War. Really, is that bad? You know, there were times when many worse things happened to our Capitol building. Apparently, they haven't read anything about history. But I digress. Let's continue.
Look, create enough confusion that we can bring it back to the states and the Republicans will cheat for us. They even wrote it in a book. Then he said,
What did he just say there?
All right, you can get in fake electors. Let's do a coup attempt here. Let's have them bum rush the Capitol. And then that'll create enough confusion that we can bring it back to the states and the Republicans will cheat for us.
We can bring it back to the states and the Republicans will cheat for us. They even put it in a book. What is he talking about? This guy he spews crap like this that he just makes up out of thin air, that he puts all this stuff together. This is like suckers and losers and flying people on both sides. This is where they go with all this stuff. They don't care about details. They don't care about the truth at all. Nothing. They like to spin it the way they want to spin it and make it look all bad and look like there's continue. But the problem is they believe this stuff to their core. They believe they start spewing this stuff out and they start believing it. I think some of them do. And they wonder why somebody who's a little bit off their rocker thinks that they're going to be the hero and record themselves shooting the president. Let's continue.
He even wrote it in a book. Then he said we should terminate the Constitution.
When did he say that? Okay, they keep saying that he wants to terminate the Constitution. He wants to cancel the Constitution. He wants to take. When has he ever said that? And show me the context in which anything was said that even comes close to anything like that. Because I guarantee you it's going to be another one of those things. I've never heard him say that. I've never heard anything about him wanting to cancel the Constitution. This is just ridiculous. But they all say it. They're all saying, he wants to cancel the Constitution. He wants to cancel the Constitution. He wants to get rid of our... He wants to take over for the rest of his life. Well, how long do you think he's going to live here? Even if he does, it's like, I give him 6 years max. Not that much longer than normal term. But think about how ridiculously asinine this kind of a statement is. And that he's a dictator. He's going to be a dictator. Really? So our government, if somebody gets elected president, they can become a dictator. Is that what you're saying? Do you think that the military, then the DOD and everybody, especially General Milley, who's apparently, hopefully, completely gone from anything involving anything with our government anymore. He's been totally discredited. Hopefully he gets court-martialed. He really deserved to be court-martialed is what he deserved to be. There wasn't just the China thing that happened. It was, there were all kinds of things he did to subvert the his oath of office and his, he was pretending like he was the commander-in-chief, basically is what he was doing. He was stepping in with authority that he didn't have. All because he thought, oh, Donald Trump's crazy. He's a nutcase. I better protect the country. And him and Nancy Pelosi behind the scenes were colluding to undermine his authority. For no reason at all. Just because they didn't like him.
So what do you want me to do, Pierce? The guy hates democracy.
He hates democracy. He hates democracy. Let's see what else.
Dictator wannabe.
He's a dictator wannabe.
So, okay, should you shoot at him? Of course not. Any action that is physical like that or violent is a surrender in the intellectual field of debate and ideas.
Okay, then what are you supposed to do then? If he becomes a dictator, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to continue to have these intellectual discussions? But how do you remedy that, sir? Just because he steps in, he wants to be a dictator, so we're just supposed to let that go? We're supposed to roll over on that? If Donald Trump steps into office and wants to become a dictator, guess what? I'll stand next to any of you to take him out. He's not going to do that. That's not who he is. He was joking about this. I'm going to be a dictator on day one. Just to rattle their cages for one day. I'm going to be a dictator on day one. They're all saying, he's going to be a dictator on day one. He says he's going to be a dictator. Yeah, he said he's going to be a dictator for one day on day one. He's going to drill, baby, drill and close the border. Those two things. That's what he's going to do. He's going to dictate those two things. And their heads are popping off because he wants to be a dictator on day one. They just keep saying that. They continue to stretch and twist what he said into this idea, that this little soundbite that they want to keep saying. Because this is what they do. This is deceptive. It's dishonest. It's disingenuous. They are completely off their rocker. And it's this kind of hyperbole and rhetoric that is causing a nation to go nuts, in my opinion, because people don't pay attention to what's going on. They don't dig any further than what this is being said. So let's continue.
So it's a terrible idea. It's immoral.
It's a terrible idea to shoot
the guy. I'm not going to let up on Donald Trump for one second rhetorically, because he is a monster. And he tried
rhetorically, so he's talking about rhetoric, because he is a monster.
To terminate our Constitution.
He tries to terminate our Constitution.
He tried to steal an election.
Tried to steal an election. Really? He tried to steal an election. because he disagreed with because of all the crap that he saw going on.
He tried to steal an election. I've never seen anyone so despicable in American politics.
So now he's just down to just calling name calling now. Never seen anybody so despicable. So all the first three things he said there are all wrong to begin with. Now he's just going to go into he's despicable. This guy, of course, and I have listened to the Young Turks for many, many years. I don't really listen to them. I used to listen to them every day just to get what they were. I couldn't stand it after a while. It was just ridiculous because it's just this kind of rhetoric. It's just this kind of spewing crap out of his mouth all day long. Now, Anna Kasparian, who is a part of his show, he's actually lost a lot of people around his show. Actually, Jimmy Dore used to be on his show. He used to be on the Young Turks. Left when he realized what was going on there. You should hear him talk about Cenk Uygur. Does not have anything favorable to say about the guy. Many people who were there left. In fact, I think one of the guys is on PBD now. I think he's on Patrick Bit David. Has nothing good to say about the guy. Just working with him. And they were funded, I think their first year that they were on, they got $1 million budget. But funded from YouTube. Now, of course, they were all their advertising and all stuff that they do on their clicks. They were boosted by, you'd see them everywhere. They were boosted everywhere on YouTube. If you're into politics at all and you clicked on anything, you'd see them as a suggested next thing on your list. So they're boosting them like crazy. And of course they get advertising revenue out of that. That's how they were able to pay them $1 million. That's how they justify all that. Now I have premium YouTube, which costs like $20 a month, which is kind of ridiculous. But I don't get advertisements when I click on something, and I don't get advertisements in the middle of a video. I get all kinds of other benefits. I can play it with my phone in my pocket. I can still listen to YouTube, stories and videos. I can listen to the audio, so stuff like that. So it's been. I think there's other features that I don't know. I don't know what. I think playlists and those kinds of things that you can do that you don't get on regular YouTube. So it is. I watch so much YouTube. That's kind of my thing. I don't read books, and I don't. I like to listen to stories. I like to listen to like different kinds of podcast type stuff like that. So that's what I do. Now, having said that, I also have Rumble Premium as well, so I can record on there. Now I might be posting the show today on Rumble. Actually, just the audio portion. I've done it a few times. I think I need to start doing it on a regular basis. So I'm going to try to do that today, see how it works out, get the whole system. It's a little bit awkward doing it. Once I get the workflow down, it'll probably be better. But so this is where this guy's going. He just continues to go on with this stuff, and he just continues to spew more and more just bull. And I just
And by the way, there's another reason why I'm angry at him, because I'm a populist, and he took populism, and he perverted it to just turning into his own personal con.
He took populism and he turned it into his own personal con. This is because it's not your populism, because it's not your way of wanting to do things. This is a little child who's throwing a little tantrum. And Candace Owens makes it very clear. When you hear Candace with her, she has this ability to be very articulate and very calm in her voice. And when you start talking over her, now she's a black woman and she's very articulate, very calm. Her demeanor is very respectful, intelligent. She starts to talk, and when you start talking over her, it makes you look like a complete idiot. That's what he does here in a little bit.
He's such a slimy con man.
He's a slimy con man. He's despicable.
Everyone should vote against him.
He's a monster.
He's one of the worst people I have ever seen in politics, and I'm not going to let him terminate the Constitution or destroy this democracy.
You see, what I find extraordinary, Cenk, is you haven't even given it a beat since he nearly had his brains blown out on Sunday on a golf course, which came 2 months after.
Did he give a beat, Pierce? Did he give a beat? Did he ever give a beat when he constantly talks about violence? Hey, if someone takes out somebody from with a stretcher, I'll pay the legal bills.
Okay, now what he's talking about there is there were people who were getting into his rallies, and they were being violent. They were protesting, and they would people were throwing punches and trying to hurt people. And he said, if anybody breaks in here and hurts anybody, I'll pay for their legal bills, their hospital bills. Anybody gets hurt at my rally, I'll pay for their medical bills. And so that's what he said. And he's done that. He handed the family of the fallen firefighter a sizable check and didn't tell anybody about it. It actually came out through some kind of leak. I don't know whether that was planned or not. I guarantee you he's going to be helping those families. He's already visited in the hospital. He's already done all those kinds of things. That's because he's a hands-on kind of guy like that. So this is the kind of thing. Chunk is saying we call him Chunk. He's some kind of a, well, just laughing about it. Somebody gets hurt in my rallies. Violence.
Attack people. My political opponent.
Listen to what he says about Nancy Pelosi. And then this military guy. He lays it on pretty thick. And he tells the truth. He tells the actual truth. Because he tries to, this guy who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband, he tries to make him out to be a Trump supporter. He's a right-wing Trump supporter guy who went in to hurt Nancy Pelosi's husband. So let's.
I'm paying the legal bills. Attack people. My political opponents. I'm going to jail them. I'm going
to
attack them.
Well, to be clear, hang on. To be clear, you're trying to equate.
He's going to attack and jail his political opponents. What are they doing to him? What did they do? What are they doing right now to him? What are they trying to put him in jail? They would all applaud, stand, and applaud with a standing ovation that would last for 20 years if they put Donald Trump in jail. Most of them behind the scenes are probably upset and sad that Donald Trump didn't get killed on the last two attempts on his life. That's the reality of it. They're actually happy behind the scenes. He's still despicable and disgusting and but they would have been happy. That's too bad that he died. Okay, let's move on. Who's the next Hitler? It's going to be J.D. Vance. It's going to be the next Hitler. DeSantis was going to be the next. They were already calling him they still have. Because he's governor of Florida. They saw him as a potential threat because he was a potential presidential candidate. They were calling him Hitler already. Saying he was worse than Donald Trump. Mike Pence was supposed to be worse than Donald Trump, according to Pete Buttigieg. He'd be worse than Donald Trump. He's even worse. So don't think this is going to let up just because it's just, if you've got an R behind your name, you are the most, just that R stands for something, I don't know, despicable. I don't know, I guess they don't understand letters. There's no R.
Making a joke about maybe slapping or punching someone in a crowd who's abusing him.
Can I make a joke about slapping Trump across the face?
You can make a joke about slapping. Go ahead, make a joke. Can you make it? I don't think you can make a joke because you're not funny at all, Cenk. So just go try to make a joke about slapping Trump across the face. Go ahead, and make it. Go ahead, there. We're waiting. Wait for any kind of a joke about slapping Trump across the face. You mean like cutting his head off, a bloody head, like that kind of thing, like what's her name did? That kind of a joke. Having music videos that show people, you know, shooting the guy? Is that what you're talking about? Those kinds of jokes? Is that what you're talking about?
Hang on. Somebody actually shooting him on a rally stage and then very nearly shooting him on a golf course with an AK-47. Do you not see the difference?
So, Piers, those are terrible actions.
Actions.
I'm asking you a literal question. What do you want me to just go?
Could you give it a beat?
Okay, now Donald Trump's a good. Hold on, let me finish the question.
On a human level,
Donald Trump's a good guy.
This is where he starts turning into a little ranting little. Now the military guy at this point, I'm catching this. The military guy's got this smirk on his face, knowing that this guy's. He knows this guy is getting his buttons pushed and doesn't like it. He's that Cenk is reacting. He's triggered right now. The military guy knows it. The military guy understands discipline. He understands calm, logical thought. Candace Owens is looking at him. She's looking at the camera, and you can see a mother's eyes right here. She recognizes, this is my children when they're throwing a tantrum. And she's about to come down on this guy with all of the motherly love that you can afford someone. I wish I could play this. I should probably just go live on Rumble and start playing some of these videos. But it's pretty intense here. This is, you can just tell that Candace wants to tell him to straighten up, or he will have to go to his room. He needs a timeout. Something. She got this motherly look on her face, like this is not acceptable, appropriate behavior. And the military guy is just smug as all get out, knowing that this guy's melting down. And he's watching it. So just thinks it's funny. So it's just
Trump loves democracy. Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump's still the same monster he was yesterday. So I
monster.
Hate that people
monster.
Are shooting at him. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. It's immoral. It's wrong.
Well, it's dumb because he missed. That's why he's all. See, that's why he thinks it's dumb. It's immoral.
Why would you
I
be
can't
surprised?
Condemn it any stronger.
Why would you
but
be
I'm
surprised?
Not going to tell you
why would you be surprised? Why would you be surprised that someone would shoot him when you're sitting there talking about being a threat to democracy, being an existential threat to the country? And
Donald Trump is a decent man,
but Jake,
when
why
he's
would
a
you
grotesque
be,
human
Jake,
being.
Why would you be surprised that people are taking drastic action? Unhinged people with unhinged brains who are listening to constant rhetoric from
you
people.
You didn't answer the question.
Well,
what do you
on.
Want me to do? You
hang
want me
on.
To sit...
No, just tone it down. Talk about specifics and say, this is why we don't like the guy. This is what the guy's going to do. This is what I don't like about his policies. No, he just goes off with this whole thing that this guy's a what else are you going to do with a person? I mean, what is your remedy here, Cenk? What do you think we're supposed to do? Just vote him out? Because supposedly, here's what they keep talking about this. They keep talking about the transfer of power, peaceful transfer of power. Will there be a peaceful transfer of power? Joe Biden was asked this question. Do you think that if Trump loses, that there's going to be a peaceful transfer of power? No, not if Trump. He actually says if Trump wins, there won't be. He said, but then he goes, oh, I mean, if Trump loses, there won't be a peaceful transfer of power. Wait a minute. So if Trump loses and the transfer of power is going from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris, they pretend like that Donald Trump is in office right now. So the transfer of power is going from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris, and it's not going to be peaceful? Well, he's promised there's going to be a bloodbath if he loses. How exactly is that supposed to happen? He's going to call up the Proud Boys? Tell him to stand down and stand by. What exactly do you think is going to happen here? I guarantee you if for some unbelievable reason Kamala Harris wins, because we can talk about that on another show, probably going to be tomorrow's show. If Kamala Harris somehow wins this election, heaven help us. They will build a fence on day one after the election. Of course, we're being told now that the election will not be, the results won't be there the next day. We'll have to wait a couple weeks for the results. And there's all kinds of states that are doing all kinds of weird things now with their electorals. They're saying they're not going to win all the electoral college. If you don't win the entire state, they're going to divide up the electors. It's ridiculous stuff like this. So they're talking about doing this kind of thing. Well, they're going to build a wall. They'll put the fence back up again, and they'll have the National Guard down there sleeping in the hallways like they did before after January 6th. Around the Capitol building, because they're going to be so concerned about, because Donald Trump said it's going to be a bloodbath. He was talking about the car industry, but that's, you know, and it's a term that they've used over and over in the financial sector for decades.
Politically,
well,
I'm
asking you a question. Do you not consider for a moment that within 48 hours, you're still saying monster, demagogue, dictator, blah,
yes,
blah, blah, blah,
that's
blah.
Because that's who he is.
Yes.
That's because that's what he is. He's a monster. He's a dictator. He's a demagogue. Really, that's what he is. That's what he is. He's saying this the look on Cenk's face when he says this is like because that's what he is. He's terrified within his own self of this monster that he's created in his mind. He should go golfing with Donald Trump and see what he thinks of him. I guarantee he will never do that because he's so terrified of the person. This monster that they're trying to make him out to be, all these things that he's done on these podcasts, people are realizing he's just a human being. He's just a normal guy. He's not some kind of a Hitler. He's not. They say he's literally Hitler, and that's what they've convinced themselves in their minds.
But this is what is
so you
affecting.
Want me to lie?
Yeah, because
here's tell me this.
Do you want me to lie?
No,
just take a beat. Just take a moment to shut up.
Because
do you want me to lie?
Let me finish. The shooter at the golf course, specifically in his recent social media posts, parroted Kamala Harris, saying that he was effectively an existential threat to democracy in America. You're doing the same. Does nothing make you pause?
You're insane.
Hillary Clinton's
you're
doing
insane.
The same.
Trump does it 2,000 times worse.
2,000 times worse.
So because you think
your great idea is Democrats shouldn't campaign against your beloved Donald Trump because some moron, mentally unstable guy took a shot at him. Okay, or two of them did. You know what? I can protect Donald Trump. Ban assault weapons.
No, here we go. Ban assault weapons. That'll protect Donald Trump. Well, I don't know if you know it or not. If you make it illegal to have assault weapons, it's already illegal to murder someone. It's already illegal to try to take a shot at the president. Those things are already illegal. So you think that criminals are just going to, oh, well, I can't have an assault weapon. I guess I can't. What am I going to use now? I have to use a dart gun, I guess. Because I got to shoot a bow and arrow. To throw a knife. That's not going to work, folks. It's just...
That'll protect Donald Trump way more than any of, say nice things about him now that some lunatic took some shots at him. Here, let me be super clear. If you're on the left, I know the right-wingers love their guns and Second Amendment remedy, and they've been riled up to do violence nonstop. But if you're on the left and you know anybody...
And yet, so they've been riled up to do violence nonstop. We're the gun lovers, and yet it's the left side of they're the ones taking the shots. They're the ones with the actual violent activity that's happening. What about January 6th? January 6th? Yeah, they didn't have guns there. Weren't any guns there. We were told it was an armed insurrection. I guess they had frozen water bottles they were throwing. So I guess that's armed, I guess, with armed frozen water.
Violence. You are not one of us. You're a stupid person who does nothing but make a worthy cause look immoral with your insanity. Never do violence. Is that clear enough?
Never do violence. Never do violence. Okay, there. At least he says it. At least he says it. He doesn't mean it. But he says it.
Or maybe when they constantly hear on the airwaves people like you and Hillary Clinton and others constantly depicting Trump as an existential threat to democracy in America.
Piers, you're totally guilty. You're guilty.
You're guilty.
You're guilty. You support Donald Trump.
You're guilty. You're guilty because you support... You're guilty of what? What are you guilty of? Of causing this guy to shoot him?
Trump has done 2,000 times worse, and you know it.
2,000 times worse than what? 2,000 times worse than what?
Don't even run it on this show.
Okay.
Well, you did worse, kind of thing. Is that where we're going with this?
Don't even run it on this show because Donald Trump, what he says is so much worse than anything a Democrat has ever said.
Well, let's just run for a little while
him.
Because I want
so
to get the key to something
wrong
with what
show.
She has
so
to say.
That's it.
What the military
Trump,
guy, the military guy now, he's getting very dismissive. He's looking at his watch going, why am I even here?
You know that he joked about smashing Nancy Pelosi's husband's head in with a hammer.
Yeah, and the truth
one
is,
of his lunatic fans tried to murder.
One of his lunatic fans tried to murder Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Nancy Pelosi's husband. And he's like, ha, it's so funny.
Here's
do
the
you
problem.
Know that when they try to murder his vice president?
Here's the problem.
Try to murder his vice president. What?
Turned around and said he deserved it.
Here's
he's
the problem.
They didn't try to murder Mike Pence. Nobody was going to murder Mike Pence. This is with all this ridiculous hyperbole.
Psycho.
Here's
you defend him every day, Pierce.
Here's the problem. You have no idea what I've said about Trump when he's done these things. If you had, you wouldn't accuse me of not talking about them because
so are you
I always
telling
do.
Shut up?
Because I always do.
Are you telling him to shut up?
What I make of all of this is that if you are going to legitimately tell people that someone is a monster, that somebody is a dictator, that somebody is literally Adolf Hitler, if you're going to tell people that this person is a constant threat, why wouldn't somebody try to eliminate that threat? That would actually be a sensible thing for somebody to do if they believe the rhetoric that is coming out of people's mouths. Now,
then
if this had
right
happened and it
guilty,
was flipped,
including you, Candace,
Chank, you
you're
just spoke for
guilty.
A very
let,
long
let
time.
Candace
Chank,
finish, please.
You're gonna have to learn how to control
yourself.
Chank,
you're going to have to learn how to control yourself. I know it's very difficult for you. But you just had a very long time to speak, and we were quiet. I promise you can do that.
You need to sit on your hands,
and you should do that.
He's sitting like a little child going.
As I was saying, if this situation had been reversed and I had just watched somebody try to shoot Kamala Harris, I would be definitively saying how wrong it was. I would be saying to people that despite the fact that I do not want her to be president, of course, she is not so much of a threat that she needs to be shot. They don't stop this rhetoric because they do not want these assassination attempts to stop on Donald Trump. And I want to be very clear. The circumstance that we find ourselves in the West is one of remarkable privilege. And when you're in times of remarkable privilege, it creates actually an issue of having a lot of weak men, right? Weak men are the ones that are going out here proclaiming that Donald Trump is a threat, proclaiming that Donald Trump is somebody that is a dictator because they've never had real conflict in their lives. And you're about to see that example right now, the difference in the demeanor between someone like Cenk and Eric Prince, who I greatly respect, and who is somebody who has seen real conflict and understands what real threat
Eric
is.
Prince, he's
right?
The one, he's
and real threat. Cenk is somebody that grew up, obviously, with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's never had to fight for anything in his life and has never had to put his life before somebody else's. So it's very easy for him to behave like this, to behave, demonstrate like a toddler
who's
throwing his toys out of the pram when he doesn't get what he wants. And so he heightens his rhetoric and says, why am I not getting what I want? This man's a dictator. This man's a threat. And he's not being realistic. And it's embarrassing to our country, whether it was a person on the right or the left.
You guys haven't addressed it at all.
Cenk, I promise you are capable
of
controlling
yourself. He wants to terminate the Constitution. So you
like that? As somebody else speaks.
Saying he must be eliminated. He is Hitler. And that unleashes every left-wing crazy to authenticate themselves by saying, I'm going to be the hero. This guy, this Ruth guy on Sunday, who is there for 12 hours stalking Donald Trump, with a high-powered rifle with a scope, with ballistic plates up against the fence. And what did he have up there? A GoPro. Why? He was trophy hunting. He wanted to be the savior of the left to say, I'm the one that killed Donald J. Trump. Trophy hunting, Cenk, for people like you responding to words that you're putting out there. Why else would he have a GoPro?
No, he wanted to get famous. You're totally right about that, Eric. And I hate that. But the way that this whole thing has been framed, as if the right wing doesn't do rhetoric that is 10,000 times more dangerous and violent over and over again.
If it is so dangerous and violent, then why haven't people tried to kill any of them? Why are there not attempts on their lives all the time, every day? If it's 10,000 times worse, which I understand is hyperbole, he's not got some kind of metric that he's actually measuring this with and can scientifically prove it's 10,000 times worse. He, just in his eyes, anything in the, if you're a Republican, if you have an R behind your name, you I guess that stands for racist or, something, I don't know.
Trump's fans sent pipe bombs to every one of his enemies.
Trump's fans sent pipe bombs to every one of his enemies. When did this happen?
Trump fan hit Nancy Pelosi's husband in the head with a hammer.
This is where it gets really interesting because this is where the military, Mr. Military, he says
Trump
something.
Never even denounced it. How sick is that? That he never even denounced it. He laughs about it. So if we were using the Trump standard, we'd laugh about him getting shot at. But I'm not as disgusting as Donald Trump is.
Nancy Pelosi's husband had an interlude with some bizarre gay lover.
He wasn't on the right.
Oh my God, I'm on here with lunatics. I'm on here with lunatics and conspiracy theorists. I can't believe he just said that. And you're saying that the guy who smashed Paul Pelosi's head in wasn't on the right? Is that what Candace Owens, the lunatic, just said?
Candace Owens, the lunatic, just said that he wasn't on the right. This guy was not a Trump supporter.
Okay, just so you know, curious, if you're going to call somebody else a lunatic,
these right-wingers
you shouldn't be behaving like
nuts.
One in the process.
These right-wingers are all nuts.
Absolutely,
when you say these right-wingers are all nuts, do you understand the irony, given you just spent the last 10 minutes literally ranting
Yeah, I do.
Candace is, they're both kind of laughing now. And Candace is actually smiling very large and kind of laughing, which you rarely see her do. She's like, finally someone stands up and says, you realize the irony here of you flipping out ranting for the last 10 minutes with this little tirade, and you're saying that they're the ones who are nuts.
Pierce, so I am loud and aggressive because that's what the Democrats and the left wing need to stand up to lunatic bullies like this. Candace Owens.
Lunatic bullies. You need to be loud and aggressive to stand up to lunatic bullies. So I'm gonna dominate the show for 10 minutes. And then when I do let them speak, I'm gonna talk over them because that's what the Democrats need, to talk over these crazy people.
Just said that the
which is what crazy people do.
Was not a right winger when he is a Donald Trump fan and a deep right winger. And Eric Prince, the lunatic, had said that he was a gay lover of Paul Pelosi. A conspiracy theory so unhinged that I how am I supposed to respond to it? You can't have a rational discussion with people who don't believe in facts and logic. Piers, are you agreeing with these two lunatics that he was not a right winger?
You should have a little
and that
bit
he was
more
some sort of gay lover of Paul Pelosi.
Eric Prince as a lunatic. He served our country. You should
yes.
have a little more respect and decency.
Yeah, no, he's a mercenary and a disgusting guy, by the way. How many people did you get killed? Innocent people in Iraq, Eric. How many people did you have mowed down in Iraq, Eric?
Holy frickin'
Eric is a mercenary. How many people did you have mowed down in Iraq? Folks, this is what we're dealing with. This is the epitome. This is the, if you want to roll up everything that's that the wackies believe, pretty much all contain this little taco called, this little enchilada, whatever, I don't know what we call it, I guess a burrito maybe, of Cenk Uygur. It's all in there. Got your beans, your rice, your sauce, all that stuff is all in there. Pretty much mostly. They got a few sides, got some toppings that you have to put on there. But that's the attitude. Everything is there. He's unhinged, petulant little child. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, I digress. We have probably going to be a show tomorrow. I might actually be able to pull off having a show at the worldwide headquarters tomorrow, but it's quite unlikely. Tomorrow's Thursday. It is possible. It is possible we could pull that off tomorrow to see how all that goes. But I'll be trying to post this. It's not going to be any video. It's actually just going to be a placeholder. Be the thumbnail, basically. For the show. If anybody out there would like to create a thumbnail for me for the shows, that'd be kind of cool. If we could kind of do something like that, it'd be kind of fun. But if otherwise, it's just going to be the logo, the News According to Me logo. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. By the way, there's some people who've been listening from all over the country. We actually got some people from Iran listening, Belgium, all over the place. God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your day, rest of your week, if I don't get back with you tomorrow or Friday. But I'll try to. Take care.